Hey Swifties, welcome to a brand new episode of Swiftie School, where together we walk Clownelia Street covering the latest news and Easter eggs from our fearless leader, Taylor Swift. I'm your host, Reagan Bailey, and it is enchanting to have you here. Now that we're out of the woods, let's get into today's episode.
It's another great day to be alive at the same time as Taylor Swift. Wow, wow, wow. What a heck of a weekend we have had. Honestly, the content just keeps flowing, and it feels like slowly but surely us Swifties are taking over the world, which I am fully here for. What a complete 180 we've made from the dark ages where it used to be uncool to be a Taylor Swift fan. Now I feel like I see grown old men on TikTok who are like making candles, making Taylor-themed soaps, defending her in the NFL, and I'm like, wow. What a time to be alive, truly. Like, when I say it's another great day to be alive at the same time as Taylor Swift, this is a cultural movement we're a part of. And I just want you to realize that history is being made and we are currently living through it, which if you're a millennial like me, finally, it feels like we're on the right side of history, because for a while, we have been deep in the trenches. We have been digging and clawing our way through one existential crisis at a time since the early 2000s. It's been one thing after the next. And I would argue Taylor Swift is one of the best things that we have encountered in a hot minute. Now, for today's episode, we need to talk about Miss Americana and the guy on the Chiefs, if you will. I want to just dive into my unfiltered stream of consciousness when it comes to thinking about the game, because let's be real, my feed has been infiltrated with just nonstop. I think I've seen every angle, every audio clip, every millisecond that she stepped foot exiting her suite, making her way down to the field, being on the field. Like, I have seen every single moment except for her exiting the field. I never saw that part, but that was probably her security like whisking her away because of how much of a security breach that probably was. I can only imagine. I've been thinking about her security nonstop, but again, I digress. We have a lot to get into today. Obviously, we're going to be talking about the obvious, the Chiefs game, the Super Bowl, hello, which Matt was telling me the Super Bowl, apparently you can't say Super Bowl, like it's a trademarked word. So you're supposed to say the big game. Like, I think I could say it, but you can't say it like in social media, any sort of like advertisement or things that could be like construed as an advertisement. Apparently the word Super Bowl is like a big no-no. That's why all the like Tostitos commercials that you see or anything that's referencing the Super Bowl, they always call it the big game, which is so funny to me because we all know what the big game means. And I'm like, do we really need to be doing this? Humans are so silly, honestly, so unserious at the same time. So we're going to be talking about the obvious, the big game, also just kind of what we have in store for the next few weeks. I hope you guys enjoyed the last episode. I had so much fun bringing a guest on, and you guys know I'm a one-woman show. I do my best keeping you guys entertained and talking about the latest and greatest, but I will say it was very refreshing to not have to do all the heavy lifting, if you will. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Please let me know if you have any feedback. Drop in the form, send me an email, send me a DM, whatever it is. I would love to know your thoughts on the episode with Kayla. And not to fear, if that was something you enjoyed, I do have more guest episodes planned. So I have another one coming up in February. I hope you guys know who this creator is. If you don't, he is someone I think you guys are going to be really excited about. And then I have another one lined up for March, and that is someone I previously teased. We just had to reschedule. So my goal moving forward is to have one guest a month just to kind of switch it up and give you guys a little zest. By the way, I'm insecure right now. I keep thinking about it. I'm wearing these new Taylor Swift Midnight's pajamas. I posted them on my Instagram story, and I can't tell if they're really swishy or not. I really hope you guys can't hear me like swishing around. If you do, please know it is Taylor's big giant face from the Midnight's album on my left chest, just swishing around. Which, funny story, speaking of my pajamas, wearing these new Midnight's pajamas, one of you guys sent them to me from your small business, which is so freaking fun. Shout out to allthemagicwemade.com. This is where these pajamas are from, and they're on sale right now as well. Not sponsored. She sent me these pajamas. I washed them. I was sleeping. And just to give you context into like how me and Matt operate, we are on 1000% different schedules. I usually am waking up when Matt's going to bed, and that's by choice. Like, I go to bed pretty early. Lately, I've been trying to stay up later just so we have like more evening time together. But if it's up to me in like a perfect world, I've been in my pajamas since like 4:30. If I don't have anything going on at night, I usually shower like later in the afternoon, put on my pajamas, chill in my pajamas till the evening, make dinner, whatever it is, go to bed. And like in a perfect world, I would be in bed by like asleep by 9:30. Lately, it's been more like 10:30, 11, or even 11:30 if I'm feeling crazy because I'm trying to like keep up with Matt. But Matt is super creative in the middle of the night. And so he is always up into literally the wee hours. Like for him at 2 a.m. is like going to bed early, which is wild to me. And he's always been that way. And I've known him for obviously 10 plus years. So I'm used to it. But when he got into bed the other night, he was like, what is that? Because all he could see, if you're watching this on YouTube, you could see my shirt. All he could see was like Taylor's face on my chest, just like peeping out of the sheets. And he's like, what is she doing here? I'm thinking of that TikTok audio that's super trendy and funny. But anyways, wearing my new Taylor jammies, I released a lot of new merch for you guys. A lot of you guys had requested some lower ticket item merch so that you could support me, which I am so greatly appreciative of. Does that make any sense? I appreciate it greatly. There we go. Appreciate it greatly. So I dropped some can coolers, which I wrote can coolers because I was scared to write the word koozies because I think it's like kind of like Kleenex, right? Like tissues, we call them Kleenex, but Kleenex is a brand. And I think can coolers is what you call koozies. Koozie is actually a brand name. Anyways, I dropped can coolers, which is essentially just a little koozie you put on your cup. And a lot of you guys had requested some items like that. So I have more to come. Just wanting to perfect the samples. I'm really OCD. I'm not going to release an item just because I want people to buy it. I want to genuinely love and use the item. So I've been using those nonstop. I have notebook samples. I didn't love the first one. I have more coming. A lot of you said you would love to use them for school, work, whatever it is. So I hear you. I am doing it. Stay tuned for that. And then most excitingly, before we dive in to the Chieftastic Swiftivities, if you will, is I want to talk about my new, and you guys are, this is the first time I'm talking about this, so I'm so excited, my new Patreon. So I've been looking for new ways for you guys to connect with me off platform, and full transparency, my DMs are a dumpster fire disaster. When I tell you Instagram is god awful at managing the DM situation, how it works, just so you know, like what I'm seeing on DMs is there's like three different folders. There's like the primary folder, the general folder, and then requests. But here's where it gets crazy. I can go into my requests, which is where anybody who like I don't follow back goes into the requests. But the thing with the requests is then there's even more folders that they put them in. So there's like hidden requests, regular requests, and then some are like marked as spam and I don't even see those at all. So I have to go through, but it glitches because I get so many messages. But think about like, I'm not that giant of a creator. Imagine these people with like 500K, 2 million followers. I can only imagine theirs is just a mess. Anywho, when you scroll down, it glitches and then I can't see the messages. So sometimes they just like poof into the vicinity. So anyways, I always feel guilty because I genuinely am trying to reply and talk to you guys. And when I do find your message in request, I have to then move it to one of the other folders. And it's just terrible. It's honestly terrible. So anyways, long story short, the DMs were a bad time. So I have an additional resource now, which is Patreon. This is also an additional way to support me. You guys know I do this completely for free. Like I'm not getting paid to do this. I don't make any money off the podcast, which by the way, total rant here. We just hit 225,000 downloads, 250,000 downloads, which is so beyond crazy to me. Like speaking of not knowing what I'm doing, I pat on the back. Shout out Niecy Nash. If you guys saw her Emmy's acceptance speech, she was like, thank you so much, everybody. I would like to thank me for being so hardworking and deserving this. And I feel like it gives me flashbacks to the Barbie movie where she's like, thank you. I work so hard and I deserve it. Love that queen energy. Anywho, I created the Patreon because you guys know I don't make any money off of this. And this is something I'm super passionate about. I'm having the time of my life clowning with all of you. And I really want a new way for us to connect. I want a way to give back to you. So no matter what tier you choose when it comes to my Patreon, and there are three. So I'm kind of leaning into like the school theme, if you will, with Swifty School. So I've got three tiers, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, because let's be real, no one had fun freshman year. Nobody's going to be a freshman. So we're starting out as sophomores, juniors, and seniors. Now, senior class has so many benefits, and there are so many of you guys that joined as the senior class. So I'm so excited to welcome all of them. We're going to do that at the end of the episode. But essentially, each tier has different benefits. So sophomore, it's only $2 a month, and you're just going to get access to basically Patreon itself and all of the different like boards and discussions and things like that. Think of it as like almost like a Facebook page, but we're going to be doing all sorts of like group chats and chatting in there, clowning, whatever it might be juniors, you're going to get free downloads. You're going to get a bonus episode every month, which I'm so excited for the bonus episode that I'm doing for February. And then seniors, they get even more. So seniors are going to get a clown call every month, which this is what I'm most excited about. So the clown call is going to be over most likely Google Meet. I'm working out the details currently for that, but it's most likely going to be over Zoom, Google Meet. We're going to hop on, have what I'm calling Swifty sips. So you can have a coffee, you could have a tea, you could have water, you could have an alcoholic drink, whatever floats your boat. Hop on. We're going to go on for an hour, just chat, have fun, no matter who you are, where you are in the world. You can join this call. It's going to be an absolute blast. And I cannot wait for those clown calls. So please stay tuned for that. But anyways, I'll send out an email. I'll post all over my Instagram if you want more information on the Patreon situation. But I just want to cue you guys in because this is going to be so fun. I can't wait. Anyways, more Swiftivities to come. All of that said, let's just dive right on in to what I am calling Loving Him Was Red, or should I say Loving the Chiefs, because this is so fun. I was at a bar. Me and Matt went on Sunday, went to a local bar. Honestly, the vibes at the bar were meh because everybody was rooting for the other team, the Ravens, which I will give it to the Ravens. I do like their purple uniforms. Those are cute. Those are fun. They're very adorable, which Matt was like, you're calling the uniforms adorable. And I'm like, yes, I like the color purple. Come for me. Anyways, the Ravens are in their Speak Now era, rocking their purple, and everybody at the bar was rooting for them. But there was one guy I want to shout out, random old man. He wasn't talking to me. He was talking to his guy friends who were very much not enthused by this comment. He was like, do you think every time that Travis messes up or drops the ball, Taylor's just sitting there in her head like, shake it off, shake it off? And I was like, this guy gets it. This guy clearly has daughters, granddaughters, and he gets the Swifties. Now, what I loved about this game in particular is how I feel like more than ever, Taylor looked so normal. And not to say like I have major thoughts or commentary on her appearance, because you guys know where I stand with anybody talking about anybody's appearance, especially in public forum and setting. And we have enough people talking about enough negative things. I don't have anything negative to say about her appearance. But what I loved about this game is I feel like she seemed so normal. The fact that she was able to just rendezvous, meet up with Travis on the field, give him a smooch, give him a little rub on the back, and just watch him in his element, I loved that for her. I feel like, you know, obviously we don't know really anything about the inner workings of her previous relationships outside of the fact that they didn't work out and she wrote some sad songs about them. But what I feel like we're witnessing is sort of like a positive element to celebrity relationships. I was telling Matt, you know, something I was thinking about when it comes to like, why is this working so well? Like, why are people so engulfed in this? Is similar to like post-Great Depression Gatsby era. I feel like in the post-COVID era, we have experienced so much negativity as a society, right? And like most of the things that tend to really grasp our attention as a society, which is just human nature. I'm not saying humans are like predisposed to enjoying negative things. Obviously, we're all like very easily swayed and influenced by things on social media. But, you know, I look back to like what else has been like major topics of discussion in recent years. And it's like, I think like the Johnny Depp trial, you know, people are always speculating about who is it, like J-Lo's relationship, or, you know, there's always just negativity surrounding celebrities or drama or controversy. Look at Scandoval, you know, if you're a Vanderpump's Rules watcher, which I'm not, but all of this stuff, it's like, it's always something negative or frowning upon someone's character. And why I think this is resonating so well with people, you know, of all ages, genders, types, whatever it might be. Obviously, it's not resonating with some, but for the masses, I think it's just we're craving some positivity, you know, and I think that that's something we could really transfer and carry into our everyday life. You know, looking at the situation, it's like, look at how much good comes out of rooting for the happiness and success of others. And I think we've gotten really tied up as a society in social media and being able to speak so freely and put things out there, our opinions out there, especially as women. We're making moves as a society for women to feel more comfortable being expressive, whether that's, you know, verbally or through our outfits, whatever it might be. But I think it's such a win for society, this moment, and a win for Taylor even more so, because yes, there have been people who are claiming she's rigging the NFL or she's this or she's that. But what I love more for her is I feel like we've watched in the past 12 games that she's attended almost like a butterfly, like break out of her chrysalis. Like it's really been fascinating. And I'm sure give it 2 years, give it 6 months, and there'll be some sort of like Netflix documentary on all of this. But all of that said, I'm just beyond thrilled for her, as I know all of you are too. And I think just her showing up, I made a post about this on TikTok, her showing up with her hair natural, and she's wearing like a cashmere sweater, which, by the way, that cashmere sweater, the red one that she wore to the last game, is actually Gigi Hadid's brand. I believe that the brand, let me pull it up while I'm talking to you guys, is called Guest. Let's see, Gigi Hadid. That black and white profile photo is going to kill me. It's going to be the death of us, you guys. Guest in Residence, which is an interesting name, but she makes 100% cashmere sweaters. I had no clue this was the case, but anywho, that's what Taylor was wearing. Looks like they have kind of very basic cashmere items. I had no idea Gigi Hadid had this brand, but anyways, that's what Taylor was wearing. And I think she just looked like, when I say happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time, delete all of that and just keep the happy. And I love that. I just love that for her. So anyways, you guys know I'm all for rooting and uplifting females. And I'm just, I think looking ahead to the Eras Tour and all that we have to come from her, you know, not only like TS11 and music wise, I cannot wait to see the evolution of her songs and just the pure happiness that we're going to see from her on the Eras Tour, coming from the perspective of someone who attended opening night and seeing the stark contrast that is where she's at now and the beginning of the Eras Tour. It's just been really fun to see that. And I hope that's like a different take or an interesting take that you guys resonate with. I didn't want to just like harp on obviously the moment, but I love the side-by-side comparison of her kissing Travis at the game and then them kissing like the moment after the show ended when he was waiting for her. I feel like it just gives me butterflies. I'm so excited. And one of my favorite movies of all time is The Cinderella Story. One of my friends growing up, I grew up here in Southern California. One of my friends growing up was actually in that movie. So when I was like 6 years old or 7 years old, whenever that movie came out, I was able to go to the red carpet premiere, which was super freaking cool because Hilary Duff at the time was literally like everybody's icon. Like she was incredible and amazing. And that TV show was so fun. Lizzie McGuire was the TV show she was on. If you're very young and have no clue what that is, highly recommend Disney Plus. Look it up. So fun. If it's on there, I hope it's on there. Anyways, it's reminding me a lot of like Cinderella Story vibes. One of my favorite movies of all time. And I'm so happy for her. Anywho, looking ahead, I'm very curious to see, is this sort of like, I saw someone make an interesting analysis online of her showing up to the games very much just being like everyday Taylor. You know, are we going to see a stark contrast when she goes to the award show? Is she going to be free, let her hair down sort of thing? Is she going to be dressing more to her personal style? Are we going to see something similar to what she's been showing up in at award shows recently, which is very much like sort of this, she's in an interesting era of fashion, right? Like her street style, her Chiefs like game style, her red carpet style, they all have completely different vibes to them. But I feel like they tell a story at the same time, which if you are a follower of Taylor Swift Styled on Instagram, I've talked about Sarah quite frequently. Sarah is a longtime reporter on Taylor's style. She's the one who posts every time Taylor wears something, where the outfit is from. So shout out Sarah if you listen to this. Sarah actually has a book coming out called, I think, Taylor Swift Fashion Through the Eras or something like that. And I'm curious to see if Sarah touches on in her book sort of the, I feel like for me, what I love about fashion is it tells a story and it's an extension of what's on the inside through the outside. And I'm curious to see if we're going to see any sort of shifts in her wardrobe, you know, during award season or street style in between the Eras Tour shows. I'm very curious to see what that looks like. In circling back to the Super Bowl, holy guacamole, what on earth is she going to wear to that? I'm curious to see. I mean, I'm sure after she's shown so much support for a lot of these small businesses that there are a million and one people knocking at her door trying to send her a custom jacket, custom blazer, whatever it might be, which I actually think is so wholesome and sweet of her to support all of these people. I mean, a lot of the jewelry even that she was wearing at the last game was, you know, inexpensive small businesses, which is really cool of her. And I can't imagine the excitement that these small businesses get when they see a Taylor Swift order comes in, which I'm not sure. I've always wondered about that. Like, does she use an alias? How does that sort of thing work? Like, I always think about that when she's out with her girlfriends and going to restaurants. First of all, does she book like reservations? This is what I would love. If Taylor came on the podcast, like, obviously there'd be so many fun things we could talk about, but I genuinely would love someone, if it were not to be me, which we're going to manifest that it would be me, I want to sit down and just have like girl chat. Like, I want to know the inside scoop on like, what does her day look like? I've talked about this before, but I'm so beyond curious. When she decides me and Brittany Mahomes are going to go to dinner in the West Village, does she shoot that out to like Slack channel where her team is like, do, 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 do on it? Or is Taylor like using some alias on Yelp to like go make her dinner reservation? Or does she have like a phone that she just calls and asks if they have availability? Like, I can't imagine how it would feel to have literally no control of your life. And I think that's what I think about most with celebrities, especially, you know, with Matt working in the industry and being out here in LA. I just wonder how strange that must feel. Like, I thought about that at the moment, and I know I'm going all over the place, bear with me. I thought about that at the moment at the end of the game when she went to see Travis, and one of the clips that I had seen that has audio is she said something like she had the time of her life, or she had never seen anything like that, or something along those lines. And I thought about that more, and I'm like, you know what? She hasn't seen or experienced anything like that because the world literally doesn't let her. And that's just because we don't humanize celebrities. So I think it's so interesting. I would love even if it wasn't her, for other celebrities. The same way I feel like there's a lot that like influencers don't talk about online, or people gatekeep or don't share about their lives. I feel like something I would love, perhaps I'm like thinking through an additional podcast idea or something I would love to do in the future, is I'm always fascinated of like, how do people get to where they are in life? Or, you know, how does their life actually operate behind the scenes? And I don't know. That's just something I think about with her life often. Even with Travis, honestly, I think about a pro footballer's life. How does that operate? You know, are they told what they can and can't do when they're not practicing, or they're not, you know, with the team? Do they have restrictions on things they can wear? Like, I just have a lot of questions. I don't know. I'm curious. Do they have meal plans they have to follow? Are they assigned chefs? Like, does that not matter? Is it depending on the team you're on? Like, I always think about too. So the last thing I'll say about the inner workings of a celebrity's life, how do they get paid? Like, do they just get deposits from random places where they make money? Like, if any of you guys are small artists, or I don't know, maybe celebrity listens to this, how do you guys get paid? Like, I would love to know. I know how I get paid is an absolute, you know, you want to talk about a dumpster fire disaster. Being a creator is a hot mess when it comes to chasing down money. But that was arguably the biggest tangent / roundabout way I've ever said. Let's talk about what we have looking forward. Now, I'm overwhelmed, to say the least. Now, I was really gunning for a seat filler spot at the Grammys. And you guys know this was actually something that I did when I first moved to LA and I had absolutely no money, is I would go and I would be a seat filler on shows. So I'm very familiar with how this works. If you guys watched Masked Singer, that television show where they wear masks and celebrities sing, I was in the audience for the very first taping of that. And I actually have like a significant amount of screen time on the very first episode of Masked Singer because nobody knew what the show was. So it's very difficult for production to get seat fillers for things like that. So anyways, I am familiar with how to apply for these things. It's fairly easy. You can literally just Google like seat fillers with whatever show or award show or whatever you're interested in attending, and you can usually find the website to apply. You have to be somewhat strategic about like the images you submit and the bio that you write or whatever it is. But other than that, it's a very easy process. Anyways, the Grammys is one of the most highly sought out seat filler jobs. And I don't want to call it a job. I don't think you get paid for things that have such high demand like the Grammys. I could be mistaken. Who knows? Or if anything, you would get like a very small amount. So many people want to be Grammy seat fillers because you obviously want to see the performances as well. And I was really excited about this one. I mean, I think we have, what is it? Dua Lipa, Olivia Rodrigo, and Billie Eilish, which are like three really awesome performances. And I'm very curious to see Dua Lipa's. Does anyone know? Is she performing songs from Barbie, or what is she performing? I have no idea. But I'm very excited for those three performances. Nonetheless, me and Matt always talk about how Dua Lipa's literally everywhere. Curious to see if her and Taylor would ever collab, or if Taylor's a fan of her, or vice versa. Anyways, I had applied and they sent an email about the Grammys and they were like, 30,000 people have applied and we have 350 seats to fill. So chances are they literally did the breakdown of the percentage. It was like a 0.01% chance that you would actually get selected. And I was really holding out hope because they had sent that email. They said, check your status. You should be denied or accepted. And mine was just under review. And I'm like, oh my gosh, did I get accepted? I did not, but that is okay. Because of course, as always, I will be boots on the ground. And by boots on the ground, I mean, I will be in the vicinity of the Grammys by living here in LA, but I will be boots on the ground in the broadcast channel, giving you guys the latest and greatest. Perhaps, let's see, Patreon will be up and running by then. So yeah, we should totally chat in Patreon. Oh, speaking of Patreon and the Grammys, I'll give you guys a little hint towards the free download that members are going to be getting. Members of the junior and senior class, I should say. Let's just say it's a bracket of sorts. It's a bracket. It's a ballot. It's a voting process. You can do the math there, but it's very fun and I'm very excited for that. So if the additional clowning or free downloads, the Grammys, ballot, any of that is of interest to you, make sure you guys go to patreon.com/SwiftieSchool. All the info that you need and all of the questions that you have will be answered there. Now, let's move into Swiftie submissions because there were four topics in particular that you guys were really clowning hard about this week. I didn't even write the specific questions because when I was going through the submissions, it was literally like a one after the next, all of these four topics over and over again. So you guys were all talking about on January 27th, the Wordle, which you guys, we're still playing Wordle. Like, I cannot believe you guys are still playing Wordle. I had no idea. Anyways, the Wordle word of the day, is that what you call it? Was snake. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's Taylor. I do not think it was Taylor. But what I find hilarious about this is that we have gotten to the point as Swifties where we cannot see the color black, we cannot hear the number six, and we cannot see a snake in any form, whether it's emoji, a real snake, a snake in a commercial, a fictitious snake, or the letter S. We're going that far. We cannot see those four things without being like, it's reputation. It's reputation. We're officially getting it. And anywho, if you felt alone in clowning or thought it was revolutionary that you thought that the word snake was associated with Reputation Taylor's version, you were not alone because everybody thought the same thing. Now, second thing is black and white profile pictures. We have a split vote on this, you guys. Half of you think that these are new profile photos that tons of people switched. And I thought this at first, but then now I'm kind of confused. Like, it did seem a little random. It was a little early, if anything. Like, we still haven't gotten the announcement. And I feel like, if anything, if we're going to see some sort of, like, rep blackout moment, I don't think it would be, like, randomly 3 weeks in advance from when she would announce it, assuming she's announcing it sometime between the Grammys and the start of the Eras Tour or the beginning of the Eras Tour 2024 leg. So I don't know. I hear you. I am a little confused. And you bet your bottom dollar, the moment that any sort of blackout happens for Reputation, we are all switching our photos to black and white. Trust me, I will report the minute that this happens. The last two things that you guys were clowning so hard for was the snow globe February moment. You guys were like, did we forget about this? What's the deal? And this is in reference to the Spotify playlist. When all of the Spotify moments were happening, that playlist that had popped up where the like bio or caption of the playlist was, we can leave the Christmas lights up till ... February. You guys, let's be real. We know that something's happening next month. We know it. It's just a matter of what. And obviously, it's Reputation, right? Like, I've gotten to a point where I have to like really hone myself in. And I'm like, Delulu is the Sululu sometimes, but logic is really the Sululu when it comes to this one. Like, obviously, 2 + 2 = 4, black, Reputation, February, done deal. It is what it is. The last thing you guys would not stop talking about is, will Taylor be at the Super Bowl? You guys already know that she will 1000% be at the Super Bowl. And I just have to comment on the fact that this was national news as of Monday, January 29th, following the Chiefs game, when I was shooketh watching TV and being on the interwebs, like actual real news outlets were like, doing full-on clowning on whiteboards. Did you guys see this? Like, Good Morning America was like, you know, it's Tuesday, January, blah, blah, blah. Like, now today's top story is, will Taylor be attending the Super Bowl? And then they have a literal, like, whiteboard where they are clowning out the details. And I'm like, this is the moment. This is officially the moment where we know we have clowned. We have girl boss a little too close to the sun. We have clowned a little too hard to Clownalia Street, if you know what I mean. Anyways, I love it. I'm here for it. And we have to close out a little differently now that we have the class of Patreon 2024 members. I am so excited and honored to announce the first members of the class of 2024. Now, this is how it's going to work. At the end of every episode, I will be doing a brief shout out to anybody who has joined the Patreon. So if that is you, please, I am so grateful. I cannot even express. So without further ado, the class of 2024 thus far includes Haley, Kelly, Ren, Trisha, Melissa, Katie, Anna, Icarus, Laura, Georgina, Kristen, Leslie, Kirsten, Kyra, Grace, and Catalina. I'm so happy to have you. Thank you guys so much for being members of my junior and senior class. That is all I have for you today, but boy, can I not wait for the next time that we clown. I might have to do a 911 emergency drop everything now episode if things are really going wild at the Grammys. But you guys already know, join the broadcast channel. Stay tuned for more. Thank you so much for clouding with me. I hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your day. And as always, it's another great day to be live at the same time as Taylor Swift. See ya!
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I know all too well how busy life can be, and I am so grateful that you chose to stay. Now, just know this is me trying, and I would greatly appreciate if you took a minute to leave a review or maybe share this episode with a fellow Swiftie. Make sure you join my broadcast channel on Instagram for more Swiftivities. And long story short, this love is real, and I'm beyond grateful for your support. See you next time.